Have you guys seen The Angry Black Girl and Her Monster? Did you like it? If you haven't, I think you should watch this one. Stay tuned. Hello, everyone. Welcome to
Hello,
Horror and Hooch. Y'all got both of us in the same.
hello. Yeah, it's
We're
not a split screen, y'all. We here.
here.
We here.
We're here. We're gonna try to do more of this other than just being at the movies together. Because
Right.
it's fun when
It's just hard to coordinate because we live on opposite ends of the world, right?
But she about to be closer to me, so.
Shh. She moved up the street. Dang.
Well, I need them to know that that you're gonna be closer in the area to me, so we don't have any more excuses to
Sister,
not do this kind of thing.
we'll both be in the sticks.
I don't live way out here, y'all.
She does.
It ain't
We are
that.
no longer
It ain't even that
Metro
bad.
Atlanta
It
area
ain't even
people.
that bad. It's not that bad.
Whatever.
It's not even that bad. It is that bad.
How far is it to get to a movie theater?
Anywho, so.
Today's episode of Horror and Hooch.
We are going to review The Angry Black Girl and Her Monster. I haven't heard enough buzz about this,
No.
so we decided that we'll be the ones to like tell you guys about it. Yeah, I want more people to support, of course, Black horror. So here we are. But before
This is Orin Hooch. Hooch, y'all. We got glasses today. And we together. And it's summertime. And I know everybody on the internet, I know y'all know that things are viral right now. So what am I drinking? We're getting a standard cocktail today. We're getting a margarita. Because the song say we need five margaritas. Today we're only having one. And we're not living by the guidelines of the song. But get you a margarita. Standard ingredients for your standard on the rocks margarita. I repeat, my margarita's on the rocks today. I'm using 2 ounces of a Reposado tequila. You can use what you want, whatever. 1 ounce of Cointreau. If you do not have Cointreau, you can use triple sec. If you like it a little bit more bougie, get you some Grand Marnier. And then half an ounce of lime juice, half ounce to 1 ounce, depending on the size of your lime. You want to put that together, shake it real good, strain it over your ice, and you have a margarita.
And I let her do it because she's here.
Yeah.
And I found my Walking Dead glasses because it's the only thing that I had that was zombie related. Since we talk about this black girl and her monster, which Desiree is like, that's not a zombie, it's a Frankenstein. But is a Frankenstein not a zombie? Like, if you
No.
wake up dead, are you not a zombie?
No, because see, zombies, they like mindless and they just be like, eat your brain. Like, they got the Frankenstein's got some cognizance and they got some brain going and they, you ignore you. All right.
If you wake up dead, you was up.
These smart zombies. These smart zombies, okay?
Anywho, we Walking Dead. This what we got today, because it's a zombie. Anyway, he was reanimated. He was dead and then reanimated.
Reanimated, not zombie. Reanimated.
How about we do a poll? Y'all, which y'all is a Frankenstein a zombie? Let's talk about that in the group.
He's
Is
a
a
Frankenstein.
Frankenstein
Y'all know
a
that man.
zombie?
Frankenstein was his name, wasn't it? It really wasn't his description. I'm using it like it's a species. But
Y'all
it
know in literal
was
terms it was Dr. Frankenstein and the monster, but we
really
all know it as the
It's a
Frankenstein.
Frankenstein.
It's a zombie. It, let me y'all let me know if it's two different things for you.
I won't call it that, but whatever.
We gonna take a poll. Let me know what y'all think. I need to know, is the Frankenstein a separate monster, or is the Frankenstein a type of zombie, or is the zombie a type of Frankenstein? I don't know. That's how I see it. I need to talk about this because see now I need this to
She
be a
loves me
topic
about it.
of discussion.
Okay, so let's put the movie in perspective since we're gonna talk about is it a Frankenstein or a zombie? Because it ain't a zombie. So, The Angry Black Girl and Her Monster is about a young lady who has experienced death throughout her life. She was high school age, I think. Don't say her name wrong. Is it Vicaria or Vicaria?
It's something like that. What her teacher said, I'm gonna call you Vicky.
Vicky. Yeah, I think her name is Vicaria. And if I said it wrong, shame on me, because she correct the girl clean in the movie. But she loses her mother. She's experienced some other major death, and she decides that death is not a thing, it is a disease.
Yep.
And so she sets out to cure the disease. And so this movie's loosely based on Mary Shelley Frankenstein in the terms of, she's trying to bring something back to life. She uses the same, what looks like to be the same methods of the electricity and things of that nature. But it's a little bit different because, of course, it is a urban tale. This takes place in what looks like the projects. We didn't get a whole lot of detail about city location or anything like
But
that,
you could
but
tell
it's a
she live in
project in
the hood,
America. They are the
crime,
same.
violence, drugs, police
Yeah.
brutality, all that kind of thing. And in the midst of these, she's like a genius. She goes to like this fancy private school, and
Yeah.
her whole thing is, I'm trying to learn what I can, because like Desiree was saying, death is, in her mind, death is just a disease.
Yeah.
And if death is the disease, you can cure it. And her thing is, I can cure it so that I don't lose any more people. And that's how she gets into her mind frame of, let me figure out a cure for this disease, which is death. And you know, that's pretty much the premise of the movie. And of course, she's in the circumstance of, how does this poor black child who's a
In the
genius
hood.
living in the hood, you know, she, single father who was actually a widow because her mother passed away. And then,
Who, not to mention, was on her way to getting her doctorate. That for me, gave a little bit of insight into her intellectual capabilities and why she was so into science.
Oh, and her dad is Tyrese from Walking Dead.
Oh, by the way, the young lady who is the main character of Carrie, she's a Lea De Leon Hayes. She's from The Equalizer, which I like that show. Y'all can lay off Queen Latifah. I like that show. But yeah, she back there. You see, there she go. There she go. That's her.
She was really brilliant in this movie. She
What?
was very convincing actress in this movie. Like, I believed her plight. I believed what she had set out in her mind.
Yeah.
Like, if she felt it, what she I could feel her passion, and you could feel her pain at the
And her
same
fear, and her fear.
time of being raised by her dad that has lost, you know, the mother, and then like the son was like the tipping point for both of them.
Yeah.
And that kind of was like, we got to the point where she was like, it's, I gotta do something. I have to do something now. I'm at a point where she's at a crossroads and she has to do something, despite her situation. What was your favorite scene in the movie?
Wait, do you have to ask? Well, okay, I'll give you, I have to give you two, because this movie is a horror, but I also feel like it highlights a lot of social injustices and things. It gives a lot of commentary on the urban life as well. So that aspect of it I also enjoyed. And that was kind of more so the plight of the movie than the horror of it all, from my perspective. So I think my first favorite scene was the classroom scene
Mine too.
where she's sitting in a classroom. They're talking about cancer, I think, and her teacher is trying to explain it. And little mama's a genius, so she keeps finishing the lady's sentences. And she's like, "Do you have a question?" And she was like, "No. But I got a theory." And so then she spits out her theory about death being a disease and not the be all end all. And the teacher's like, mad, she upset. You don't know more than me, girl. And she pronounces her name incorrectly. And she corrects her for her name. And then from there, it turns into, you know how those stories go. And like the matter of fact, there was a story like that at a college where the teacher was going back and forth with the student, and she called the security guard in. Security guard comes in and
Roughing them
restrains her,
up and
roughs
all
her up,
this.
and she ain't did nothing, no aggression. All she did was lean back in her seat and look at her stupid. So that was uncalled for. But the kicker for me was when daddy
Dad came
came
in.
in. Daddy came in for that meeting.
Now that's how you advocate for your child. When I seen that scene, I said, this is how Black parents supposed to show up for their kids in the school when they
Set
be
that little
getting
good
bullied by
straight.
teachers or other students. You come in there and you have your child back and you have their back with intelligence.
Yeah, because he didn't clown her.
He didn't.
He
And
gave
with
a straight face
and
and
with
attitude.
advocacy. And I'm like, that's how you do it. Like her dad 100% had her back. It's like, if my child is here to learn, you're supposed to teach her and you're not going to shut down her ideas. She is very smart and intelligent and she should have the freedom to feel however she want to feel
He said,
and
"I
express her
support
thoughts.
us thinking outside the box." That's what he said. Now he might need to pay a little bit more attention because she was really thinking out the box. Because baby, dad, while daddy is so daddy's coping, and this is the one thing I didn't like about the movie. And I'm sorry, I didn't skip my second favorite scene, but pause. Daddy is coping, and that's the only thing I didn't like about the movie was his coping mechanism with them being in the hood was drugs, and I didn't like that. Because I just hate that that's always the image. And I get it, it's life that you depict reality or what you know of as reality, but I felt like it didn't serve a purpose in this movie other than to piss old girl off a little bit more and maybe add to her motive. And so I think my second favorite scene for me is when she's in her lab and she is experimenting and we ain't even told y'all what happened. So when her brother is killed, she takes the body.
We don't learn that until like until we realize until she's in her lab and we're like, oh, because they have this thing is when her brother was killed, they couldn't bury him because somebody took the body. And they've been finding out within the little neighborhood that they live in that some bodies have been missing and they have this the people that live in that area are like, there's somebody out there that they've been calling a body
Body
snatcher.
snatcher,
So when
yeah.
somebody dies, they can't find the body afterward. Come to find out, it's been her with
Yeah.
her experiments.
Yeah, so there's a scene where she's like full-blown mad scientist, and you probably think she crazy as hell because she goes from laughing to being interested to just excitement. Like you see all emotions in the scene. And for me, it's just like, oh, this is wild. So I don't know why I like that scene so much. It was a little bit of gore, not a lot, but enough to be like, okay, she really getting in there. So that was my second favorite scene. I'm sorry. What was your favorite scene? Because we just skipped all over the place.
That one's the one the father was in
Oh,
there
okay.
taking. I appreciated it.
Yeah, I like
I
that.
appreciated that scene so much because like I said, it's they always say, you know, how parents aren't showing up for their kids in the
Oh, yeah.
school or that they're absent parents, you know, and you know, teachers will treat your Black children any kind of way if you're not diligent and paying attention. And her dad, you know, he was there 100%. And I loved it. And the thing is, she knew her
Yeah.
dad was coming up there. He was gonna be with the
Baby,
shits.
because the face said what?
When she sat down, she was just like, you're not finna gaslight me, you're not finna gaslight my dad, you're not finna act like this situation is something that it's not. He got me. And she sat there and knew it, and she didn't even have to say nothing. Her dad was like, I got this.
And then they had to correct her in when she tried to be sweet in the beginning. Where does your name come from? And he said, yeah, some German last name that the slave owners then gave us. And left it at that. And I was like, well, then. What else about this movie do we need to say? There's so much to say about this movie.
It's worth the watch. It had a lot of good there. It was a lot of good there. It was very interesting. I love the concept. I love the perspective. But you know, we gotta give the good and the bad. And so we felt like there might have been something missing in the movie. For me, I always love a good horror trope of crazy old person or something because I feel like especially in the neighborhood that she lived in, there had to be some wise old person that should have been there.
Somebody, grandma with the big
Some
old purse.
nosy old person that's been living for a while, that's real spiritual, that could have pulled her to the side and said, you know, listen now, dear.
Whatever you got going on over there,
It's gonna be some consequences.
when you be sneaking to this little warehouse, because her lab is in like this random, like condemned looking warehouse that's like on the side of the project. But I don't know how that fit into the project, but it's right there. It's convenient for her. And ain't nobody in there, and don't nobody know she in there. But one little boy. There was that one little boy, and we lost him too. That was one body she didn't pick up though.
Right. Which I thought she would though. I thought she would
Well,
though.
I was hoping not. I didn't want her to go messing with that.
I thought she was gonna get him, but yeah, I feel like it should have been a nosy old person to had to tell her what happens when you try to engage in these type of experiments. Because that old, like the old man that was in, it kind of reminded me of the old guy in Pet Sematary, when he was just like, you know, if you bury these things, they gonna come, but it's if they come back, it's not gonna come back the way you think they're gonna come back.
Right.
Like, it's not gonna work out the way that you think it's gonna work out.
Maybe.
And I wish that somebody would have told, like, I feel like that piece was missing, that she should have gotten that information from somebody.
And see, I don't think because she was so young, I don't think we needed that person for two reasons. One, because she's young. So I feel like she had to learn the lesson. And because it was science, and she's a science-minded person, she won't listen no way. It would have been wasted breath. But also, then you make that person accountable because if you know to tell her, hey, you going in here and this is not going to work out well, why you ain't tell somebody what she doing? Because I think part of the main storyline for this that made it so suspenseful in terms of everybody in the neighborhood knowing what was going on was because nobody knew what the hell she was in there doing. Nobody even knew she was in there doing anything, really. The only person that knew she would go in there was that one little
Because that
boy.
little boy had a whole lab and everything.
Yeah, she
But,
was skipping school.
right, and skipping school and everything to go work on her experiments and stuff. And of course, because the dad, you know, he working and
And
doing and
coping.
coping and dealing with his own, you know, battles and demons. And he didn't really know what was going on with her. And especially, but with her being smart, even though she's skipping school, it ain't her
Grades
academics
ain't
weren't
showing,
exactly suffering.
right. And another thing I kind of liked about this was the brother's girlfriend that was left when her brother died. He had a pregnant girlfriend, and we kind of just learned that throughout the movie. And they're pretty close; they stay in contact, and she's pregnant with the baby. And I liked that her mindset was also like, teach these kids, get us out the hood, education.
Yes,
Like
they
it
did
was.
not stereotype her into being the ghetto baby mama or
Now, she
any of
definitely
that.
sounded like the ghetto baby. That annoyed the piss out of me for the, I don't know, whatever reason. But she was more intelligent than that. She gave me Teyana Taylor Byron, but with a Malcolm X book in her hand. So I let it slide. What else? You said we need to talk about the bad. For me, what I felt like the movie was missing something, and it was hard for me to put my finger on what. And then now that I think about it, I really think it was the monster for me. When the brother was reanimated, he came back, and for me, I would have liked to see some dialogue. Yes, he scared the shit out of you in the beginning. You got the hell on. I would have too. Even if my intention was to bring a nigga back from the dead, I think when I actually did it, I'd have scared myself. But then she spent so much time running from him initially. I needed that meetup. And it added to the suspense of the movie that you didn't, and she was running. But it was too much time when she was doing other shit. And I was like, but what about the monster? Like, what about her brother? Why is she not now going to check on, you know, you brought him back to life. You locked him in that lab and got the hell on. Ma'am, what you think he doing? Go feed him, nurse, talk to him, something. I needed that. And it didn't happen. By the time they got to talking, he done got out here. He done got discovered. The police done tried to shoot him up. He done killed some people. Like, it was too late.
Yeah, I do. I agree. I feel like she should have had more time with them.
Yeah. But then that would have probably changed the whole trajectory of the movie, which I get that. But I at least give me her attempt to do it right before it went left, because it still was gonna go left. Because he woke up different.
He woke up dead.
If he awake, he is not dead. How are you woke up dead? You can't wake up in a new Bugatti. You can't wake up dead.
That's what they said in Scary Movie. I think it was like Scary Movie 3. It was like, if you wake up dead, you wake up dead.
That's so Frankenstein. No, okay.
I want to know what y'all thought of the movie. If you have not watched it, please go watch it. We got to support more Black horror because I really, really liked the premise of the story. And I really liked the acting in this. They actually picked some good, decent actors in this movie. These were not low budget actors. I really believe them.
Outside of the main character, we can't vote on her. Who's your favorite supporting character?
I like the little girl Jada.
Okay, I get that.
There's a little girl in the movie, and she really looked up to. She really looked up to the main character. She knew she was smart. She wanted to be like her. She was a very self-aware child, and she wasn't like one of those bad kids that's like always meddling and messing up stuff. But she was just kind of there, really. Supporting the main character. Like, I didn't mind, like, I saw potential in the little girl to that I could see her picking up and carrying on the story. What y'all think? Y'all watching it. If y'all see it, I feel like she could be, like, if they ever made a sequel, I feel like it could be based around her because, like, she's learned what to do, what not to do. She's very brave, and she's probably going to be even smarter. You know, then you know the main character was
the mad scientist because she nicknamed the main character Mad Scientist.
Right. I don't know who did you like?
So this is gonna be probably controversial, but Jamal was my favorite side supporting character. but that's because you know I like him rough around the edges with a little bit of gung ho because when the monster is coming for me, I want a Jamal in my life. Okay. If y'all don't know what I'm talking about, the gang that is kind of like her adversary through the movie. You got the main boss. What was his Kango? What was his name?
I'm not
Kango.
Sure.
I think it was Kango. And then you had his right hand man who was Jamal. And Jamal won't play no games. When he ran up with that machete the first time, I said, well, damn, in the project.
That's what I'm like. Well, first of all, why do you have a machete?
I have one. I'll show you guys my machete.
I have a sword just because of.
Right. What's she talking to? We got swords. We got machetes. Don't break up my house.
First of all, as much as we watch horror movies, look, if you stay ready, you ain't got to get ready. As much horror movies as we watch. First of all,
because this Halloween, I might be making me one of them cute little bats with the what he got? It ain't on this cup. I thought it was on the door cup. Neither one of us got them on the cup.
You know that Negan bat?
Negan bat, yeah. Made me a cute pink Negan bat. I don't even like pink.
We stay ready.
And got to get ready. But, you know, yes, machete in the hood. That was my, like, I felt him. If I had to be the bad guy in the movie, that's me. Then when he lost his homeboy, he was like, hey, this nigga got the gun. And he knew the monster was her brother. He didn't care. We finna get him. He got the gun.
Jamal was getting on my nerves.
Jamal was my boy. No. And then, I wish we got a little bit more about his, I don't know, I guess it was his brother, his best friend, Curtis, the dude that died.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
I wish we got a little bit more backstory for him because I feel like he had some kind of sympathy for Vicaria losing her brother. Or like I feel like he knew that it shouldn't have went down like that. And she blamed the gang for him getting killed.
Mm-hmm.
But I feel like he knew like he shouldn't have been out there in the first place. And so he kind of had a soft spot for her when she went to go steal the pack. And if the brother hadn't jumped in and, you know, took him out, I feel like he had more to give. He just didn't get it.
Yeah, it's a lot of layers in this movie. It's a lot of layers. So
I like the social commentary of it. It wasn't too much. It was enough. It didn't overshadow everything. I do think it's more of a thriller than a horror, though. Like, the monster aspect and the running from the monster, it was there, but it wasn't the main focus.
Mm-hmm.
So I wouldn't write this completely horror. What do you think?
I mean, yeah, I'm thriller, drama thriller.
Trauma thriller? Yeah. I
But
love.
the blood and stuff is there.
Yes, it
It's
is.
there.
Y'all didn't hear me complain about the gore, because like I said, that was my favorite scene when she was cutting it up and chopping it up and sewing it down.
It's
I
there.
oh, I wonder what she did with the other bodies though. I also don't like that. Like, where was she disposing of shit? I know the little boy said it was stinking, but still, when you get into that lab and you see what she was working with,
I
what
mean,
did
that smell like Jeffrey Dahmer apartment.
you listen? It had to be. And she wasn't wearing no mask or nothing. Like I said, it was some holes or some stuff that I would really have liked to know, but it didn't affect the movie. That's just me because I be liking details.
What we rating this one?
Out of 5 skulls, I want y'all to see this, so don't take my ratings to heart. In terms of like, I ain't even worth watching, because you should watch it. Even if I had said nothing, you should still watch it. But I say about a 3.5 out of 5. But that's because I be really wanting more.
I'm saying 3.7, 3.8. I don't know.
Give it the 4, girl. Give it
I
the
don't
4. You
know. No, I don't know before. I don't know. I don't know. Maybe three point. I'm gonna say about 3.7.
So we both in the 3-point-something range, but it was good. It was still good. It just I wanted something. I needed something. Now I'm not gonna spoil the ending for y'all because the ending was my saving grace. I will say that. I was satisfied with the ending only to the effect that damn, now what? That's the only thing about the ending. Like, yes, but now what? But definitely go watch it. It is on Amazon Prime for rent or purchase. I think it is also on some other platforms, but that's
Shutter.
how I watched it. Oh yeah, Shudder. It's a Shudder
That
production.
movie. You
Yeah,
know that. You
oh,
go,
and
Shutter.
all black. If you have all black, you can watch it on all black, because I paid for it, didn't realize I could have watched it on all black. I'm mad as hell.
Now
I'm
you
gonna
tell
call Amazon about that.
Now you tell me.
I didn't know till after it came on. It was in the credits, the opening credits.
No.
I had already rented it.
But yeah, please watch this movie. It was good. And again, I'm like Issa Rae said, I'm rooting for everybody black. So
If you have not watched The Blackening, because that's what we talked about last podcast, go support it. We are in a couple horror groups on Facebook, so we see that some of us are out here watching it. Y'all, I hate that we didn't give it its flowers in the theaters. A lot of y'all was like, I'm not gonna watch that because it's both doing jigaboo stuff, whatever. No, it's not. It really is a great black movie. It's probably the only one like it that we've ever had. Like it reminds me of Scary Movie, but for us.
it's an instant classic. This is one of those movies
Yeah.
that you're going to be able to like watch over and over and enjoy. This is one of the one this is one of those movies I can see being a cult classic.
Yeah. So you gotta watch it. I mean, come on. Y'all spend $20 at the club to get in the line to wait for hours and hours. Y'all could have watched the movie by
Come
then.
on, there's not enough black horror movies. Well, when they are, let's support them.
Let's
How about
support them.
that?
Because that one was a good one.
We're gonna do that.
And I love anything with Yvonne. Yvonne Orgies. That's my girl. I
Yeah.
hate her as Molly, but I love her
I
as an actor
love
and as a comedian.
that cast was just amazing.
Yeah.
So, and y'all let us know, hey, if there's some black horror that we haven't ran across that y'all think it's something that we should see that we somehow missed or skipped over, let us know. We'll watch it, review it. We try to stay on top of things. So
I'm even taking Tubi recommendations now. Because I'm going to tell y'all, I hate Tubi. I hate my grandma on crack. I hate Tubi. But as of late, and shout out to the Horror Flick Chicks, because they have a whole segment that they do about Tubi movies. And so they put me on, right? I've been watching the Tubi movies, y'all. Some of them are watchable. And let me tell you why I said it. Like, y'all remember when I reviewed the movie with Monique, what it's called? The Reading. Yeah, so that was watchable, right? But we all had a good laugh. We talked about it. We enjoyed it. Tubi got some of them. So I'll take some Tubi recommendations. Y'all throw them out there. And I'll watch them. And I'll even talk about we'll start talking about the Tubi recommendations,
I'm gonna leave her to be,
y'all.
because I cannot. She gonna
I
hook
am not
y'all.
above the Tubi
She gonna
recommendation.
hook y'all up with the Tubi and get it together for y'all. We gonna get it together for y'all.
We got a couple
Spooky
more
season
margaritas.
coming up soon. We gonna finish these drinks. Y'all watch this movie and let us know what you think about it. And please let us know if a Frankenstein is a zombie. And we have
It's a Frankenstein. It's a scientific experiment, not a freak of nature.
We're gonna see y'all soon. It's the topic.